This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. American fast food chains are doing pretty well catering to China's ballooning consumer class, but they're struggling to catch up to a popular culinary custom there. It's called hot pot, a tradition of dipping raw meat and vegetables into a cauldron of boiling spicy oil. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz traveled to hot pot's home base of Chongqing in China's southwest.
If you blindfolded yourself and walked through Chongqing, you'd likely be hit by a car. If you weren't hit by a car, you'd be hit by a hot pot restaurant. It seems every other storefront here is packed with groups of friends dipping various animal parts into vats of oil filled with floating chili peppers. It can take hours to eat hot pot. You share it with friends, usually with the help of alcohol. It's become the meal of China's middle class, an industry worth billions.
Running hot pot restaurants is cheap and easy.
Yan Qi owns a national chain of Chongqing-style restaurants called Taranju. She says hot pot requires nearly zero food preparation. The customers do the work, so it's the perfect money-making enterprise.
Anyone can open a hot pot restaurant. All you have to do is supply the ingredients. The success rate is 100%.
That's meant hundreds of hot pot restaurant chains, many from Chongqing, battling it out for customers throughout China. But Yen's hatching a plan to dominate them all. She and her partners have spent hundreds of millions of dollars on a hot pot theme park and national restaurant chain. They've got connections. Her business card overflows with 16 different job titles, all of them proving her loyalty to China's Communist Party. Her office, a Qing Dynasty replica of an emperor's quarters, features two framed headshots of herself facing each other. The perfect place for a diabolical hot pot takeover.
With my experience unifying businesses, I think Chongqing hot pot can spread across the world, like McDonald's or KFC. Only when hot pot is streamlined like a factory will it realize its full potential.
Just outside of town, fellow hot pot tycoon Nie Ganru scoffs at these plans.
They're not going to be able to pull this off. No way.
Nie had his own visions of hot pot grandeur, like this one, a 12-story high steel and glass hot pot visible for miles that he built a decade ago, the world's first hot pot museum. When I arrive, he fumbles for the museum's keys. I'm the only one here. Curious villagers congregate outside to stare at me. Nie shoos them away. He doesn't want them tinkering with his hot pot artifacts. Plus, they haven't bought tickets.
Hot pot is the greatest asset of Chongqing. It's the shining legacy of our city. We need to repay hot pot by spreading its culture.
And that's one thing everyone here in this culinary capital seems to agree on. In Chongqing, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.